You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to RNS News. Yesterday afternoon, a mission group of Đồng Nai Provincial Party Committee and a head of party central member, Cam Secretary of Đồng Nai Provincial Party Committee Nguyễn Hồng Lĩnh, came to Phong Điền Suburban Street to exchange experiences in a new style rural building model. Leaders of Phong Điền Suburban Street and townships of Đồng Nai Province exchanged information on results and experiences in managing the new rural building in the suburban district. The mission group then had a fact-finding trip in typical tourist zones in Phong Điền. A mission group of Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu Province, led by Vice Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Nguyễn Văn Thọ, has also come to exchange experiences on building the contingent of leaders and managers in Cờ Đỏ Suburban District. In a working session, leaders of Kansas City, Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu and Cờ Đỏ Suburban District shared many opinions to learn experiences from each other, which should then be applied to the local reality, with them to build the contingent of leaders and managers who are qualified, competent, prestigious to meet working demand in the new situation. Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry Cantor Branch, or VCCI Cantor, it has organized the gathering with business persons in the Mekong Delta region in 2023. Delegates focused their exchange on the building of business culture for sustainable development. This is a very important topic that helps businesses consolidate their internal strength, which is considered the motivation to overcome difficulties and continue growing in the time ahead. A workshop to develop the right strategy orientations as part of the Sustainable Agricultural Counterparts Program was held in Kansas City yesterday. At the workshop, the Agriculture and Rural Development Ministry proclaimed the establishment of a PPP mission group for the right sector. Boosting the operations of the mission group will attract investment and speed up the modernization of the agriculture and food systems by applying technology and renovating. The mission group committed to changing the Vietnamese rice sector from competitiveness in price, quality, nutrition, and sustainability to multi-value integrated agriculture in conjunction with tourism development. With them to introduce and boost the application of advanced solutions and synchronous mechanisms in rice production, among others, Kansas City Cultivation and Plant Protection Sub-Department and the International Rice Research Institute, or IRI for short, have recently organized the demonstration and practice of the precision sowing by APV machine. The demonstration is performed on a 5-hectare area by an APV sowing machine, which gives a productivity of around 10 hectares a day. The practice of this method not only helps mitigate the loss of rice seeds, but also reduces the volume of water fertilizer, prevent plants from collapsing, increase the quality of rice crops, and reduce greenhouse gas emission. Kansas City hosts the National Cải Lương Talent Contest to be slated in July this year. The source was revealed at a meeting to reveal performance of Vietnam State Actors Association, or VSAA, of the Southern Region and outline tasks for 2023. In addition to organizing the Cải Lương Talent Contest, VSAA will also combine with Kansas City's Culture, Sports and Tourism Department to organize Mộc Quán Nguyễn Trọng Quyền Awards with them to search for Vọng Cổ and Cải Lương Talents. The awards also aim to clarify author of Mộc Quán Nguyễn Trọng Quyền, the predecessor of Cải Lương Act. The projects of building two expressways, namely Khánh Hòa Buôn Mê Thuột and Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng, will be expected to get approval from the Transport Ministry in March. These two projects have a combined investment capital of more than 66 trillion Vietnam đồng, emerged from the public investment capital source in 2021-2025 phase. Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway alone has a total length of more than 189 kilometers at a total investment level of nearly 44,700 billion Vietnam đồng. The project is divided into four sub-projects, which are expected to be completed in 2025 and put into exploitation in 2027. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.